Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Police Chief James Skelton.
They may have a license of some type, right? And I don't have that information. However, they are serving alcohol after 2 o'clock in the morning, which is against the law.
Police have arrested two men in the deadly mass shooting Friday night at a park in Las Cruces, New Mexico. Three people were killed, 15 others injured. It happened at an illegal car show. Police say an argument and fight escalated into gunfire. In Israel's new military operation in Gaza, the Gaza Health Ministry says well over 600 people have been killed since Tuesday. Other ceasefires not sticking. Israel and the militant group Hezbollah in southern Lebanon have been firing back and forth. Also, Ukraine says at least seven people were killed after Russia launched a barrage of drones across Ukraine overnight. This is ABC News. At least seven people were killed after Russia launched a barrage of drones across Ukraine overnight, including the capital, Kyiv, according to local Ukrainian officials and emergency services. This came ahead of ceasefire negotiations in Saudi Arabia. Ukraine and Russia expected to hold indirect U.S.-mediated talks. Police have arrested two men in the deadly mass shooting in southern New Mexico. Hundreds of people fled a barrage of bullets in a park. ABC's Melissa Adan.
Authorities say about 200 people gathered during an unsanctioned monthly car rally when a fight between two groups escalated. Police saying they found about 50 to 60 handgun caliber casings littered across the park and saying they are now pursuing leads.
New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham mobilizing state resources to support the investigation, sharing that violent crime in Las Cruces has increased by 46% compared to last year.
ABC's Melissa Don, Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Colloy Contracting, PMI Windows, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, Richards Insurance, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Driftless Area LLC, House on the Rock, D&T Pump and Well Service, and Southwest Technical College. And now stay tuned for today's edition of the News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is rainy and 37 degrees at 12:03. Cloudy today with heavy rain showers through the day, up to an additional half inch possible, high 43, wind southeast to west 15 to 20 with gusts up to 30. Rain ending in the evening tonight with slow decrease in clouds overnight, still breezy and cooler with a low of 28. And winds will be northwest 15 to 20 with gusts to 40, and decreasing clouds with breezy winds for tomorrow and a high of 48. Once again, in Richland Center, it's raining. We have received 41 107 inch since 9:30 this morning, and our current temperature, once again, is 37 degrees.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Looking for a job that rocks? The House on the Rock Resort in Royal Spring Green is hiring. They have openings for front desk associates, hotel housekeeping, janitorial maintenance, and more. With flexible part-time schedules and 5 shifts a week options, there's something for everyone. Apply today. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Join the team and work at a place that truly rocks.
Are you or a loved one looking for a home that blends independence with the support you need? Welcome to Schmidt Woodland Hills, a residential care apartment complex where care, compassion, and community have come together for 60 years and counting. At Schmidt Woodland Hills, we offer private spacious apartments in a community designed for active living and peace of mind. Enjoy a home of your own with access to personalized care and services, all within a safe, welcoming environment. From meals prepared with care to social events, fitness programs, and on-site support, our team is here to help you live your best life with the independence you want and the assistance you need. Discover the difference of living at Schmidt Woodland Hills, where compassion and care are always close by. Call 608-604-8931 today to schedule a tour. Make Schmidt Woodland Hills your new home, where independence and support go hand in hand.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Back in 1933, a new car only cost about $600, and a gallon of gas was around 18 cents. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and while we can't make the cost of gas or cars go down, we can help you with auto insurance, now offering GEICO. Contact us at richardsinsure.com or call 585-2137.
Today is Sunday, March 23rd. Good afternoon for WRCO News. I'm Tim Thede. The Viroqua Fire Department reports that on yesterday morning at approximately 5:28, the department was dispatched to 854 North Main Street in the city of Viroqua for a report of smoke and flames. Upon the department's arrival, heavy smoke and flames were visible coming from the rear of the structure. The fire was brought under control quickly and extinguished. There was heavy fire and heat damage to the back half of the structure. The department cleared at approximately 8:41 that morning. Some units stayed on scene for investigation purposes. All units cleared at 6 p.m. No one was in the structure at the time of the fire. There were no injuries to civilians or firefighters. The origin and cause of the fire is under investigation. Assisting departments were the West Bee Fire Department, LaFarge Fire Department, Viroqua Police Department, Tri-State Ambulance, Viroqua Streets and Utilities, Xcel Energy, Madison Gas and Electric, Vernon County Dispatch, Wisconsin State Fire Marshal's Office, and the Vernon County Health Department. Wisconsin taxpayers with retirement income contributions and rollovers are now eligible to file their returns using Direct File, the IRS's free, secure online filing program. Direct File provides taxpayers with a quick and convenient way to file their federal income tax returns electronically. The IRS has expanded coverage to include contributions and most distributions from employer-sponsored retirement plans and direct rollovers from one employer-sponsored retirement plan to another or to an individual retirement agreement. Individuals who earned interest income from common accounts such as savings, checking, savings bonds, and treasury obligations added or used money from a health savings account and added or used money from a flexible spending account can also use Direct File. Certain restrictions apply. Wisconsin taxpayers can visit directfile.irs.gov/savings-and-retirement for more information. The Wisconsin Department of Revenue offers taxpayers the following tips. Always review your banking information before submitting your return. Double-check to ensure you have claimed all your eligible credits and track the status of your refund using DOR's Where's My Refund tool. To provide extra assistance to taxpayers, DOR will have extended customer service hours on April 1st through the 3rd, April 7th through the 10th, and April 14th and 15th. The Riverdale Communities Education Foundation is hosting its annual 8-pin bowling tournament today at the Boscobel Bowl and Banquet. The cost of the bowl is $15 per person. There is one shift left at 1:30 to register. Call Greg Kinney at 608-537-2359 or the Boscobel Bowl and Banquet at 608-375-2200. There will also be raffles and a silent auction. Proceeds raised from the bowling tournament support classroom projects. Farmers of Richland County are invited to an informational meeting to learn about producer-led watershed groups. The goal of these groups is to support producer-led solutions to improve soil and water quality in local watersheds. The Richland County meeting will be held on Wednesday, April 2nd, from 3 to 4 at the American Legion Post in Richland Center. All producers in Richland County are invited to attend. For more information, contact Anastasia at 608-477-3018. UW Extensions will be hosting a Good Agricultural Practices training for tobacco producers on Thursday, April 10th from 9 to 11 at the Lafayette County Multipurpose Building. The training will be a live video session facilitated by experts from the University of Kentucky and University of Tennessee. Topics include production updates, environment training, and updates on types of tobacco include burley, dark air, and fire tobacco. To register, contact Jordan Sadler by phone at 608-228-0208 or email at Jordan, that's J-O-R-D-Y-N, dot Sadler, S-A-T-T-L-E-R, at WISC.edu. Registrations can also be mailed to 700 Main Street, Darlington, Wisconsin, 53530. Please register by Friday, April 4th. The Reedsburg Area Medical Center announced that the Vet Fest Half Marathon, 5K, and Kids Race will be held on Saturday, April 12th. It is the 15th anniversary of the run walk that has raised nearly $200,000 for local veterans, organizations, and the RAMC Foundation. Vet Fest was started by a group of community volunteers to honor and support local veterans while creating an event for Reedsburg area. The RAMC Foundation accepted the Leadership Torch in 2023. This year, VetFest will be moving to the Fouche Community Center on the RAMC campus due to the popularity of the scheduled event at the JAG Fieldhouse and Nishan Park. Registrations and race day activities will be headquartered at the Fouche Center. The routes for the half marathon, 5K, and kids race will be adjusted for the new start-finish location, but will continue to include scenic rural roads and safe city streets. To participate in the run walk, go online to runsignup.com/race/WI/Reedsburg/RAMC Foundation Vet Fest. To volunteer, go to signupgenius.com/go. And the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is accepting applications for new export expansion grants through April 9th. These grants are funded through the Wisconsin Initiative for Agriculture Exports, which Governor Evers created in 2021 to promote Wisconsin dairy, meat, and crop exports. Export expansion grants aim to accelerate the growth of Wisconsin dairy, meat, and crop product exports. Applicants must be not-for-profit organizations located in Wisconsin that are currently serving or can serve Wisconsin agribusiness. Wisconsin agribusiness associations, technical colleges, universities, and economic development organizations are encouraged to apply. Applications will be accepted for projects in two categories: meat or crop exports with awards from $25,000 to $50,000, or dairy exports with awards from $25,000 to $100,000. Matching funds are required at 20% of the grant award and can be cash or in kind. Eligible project exports Expenses include, but are not limited to, travel associated with trade promotion activities, event promotion, marketing materials, advertising, subscriptions, contractor fees, and translation services. Grant information and application materials are available at datcp.wi.gov/pages/ag-development/export-expansion-grants.aspx. Contact DATCAP Grants Specialist Kevin Webb at DATCP DAD Grants@wisconsin.gov or call 608-224-5049 with questions. WRCO News time is 12:15. WRCO News will continue right after this with this week's Richland County History Moment.
Hey, property owners, are you tired of battling overgrown brush and trees on your land? Meet your solution. It's Kilroy Contracting, your experts in land clearing, brush hogging, and underbrush removal. Jake Kilroy and his crew are ready to tackle it all, from clearing existing trails to taming those overgrown fence lines or creating brand new access points to your property. Don't wait. Call Jake Kilroy at 608-604-6396 today and let Kilroy Contracting get the job done right. Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
J&J Recycling and Salvage in Baskerville has parts for your project vehicle with over 18 acres to explore. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers tire and e-waste recycling. Please call 375-5353 for pricing for disposing of your old TVs, computers, other electronics, and tires. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers competitive pricing on small metals, farm machinery, appliances, cars, and trucks. J&J Recycling and Salvage looks forward to seeing you and your junk. J&J Recycling and Salvage in Baskerville, 375-5353.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
And currently in Richland Center, we continue to receive rain. In fact, we have received 47 one-hundredths of an inch of rain at 12:17. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
Wendell Willkie in 1945 on March 18th speaking at Richland Center High School's gymnasium. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to the Wisconsin Magazine of History, Autumn 2004, page 33, who is this Wendell Willkie, you ask? Well, he was on the cover of Time magazine in 1939, and he was on the cover of Life magazine in 1943. He was a Democrat until 1939 when he switched to the Republican Party. He originally supported FDR when he was president during the 1930s, yet Willkie had issues with the TVA program, the Tennessee Valley Authority, which was part of FDR's alphabet soup. In 1940, Willkie didn't campaign in the primaries, yet he was a compromise candidate at the convention between the two frontrunners, Taft and Dewey, who had each thought that they would get the Republican nomination at the convention. It was on the sixth ballot that Willkie was selected as the Republican candidate to run against FDR for an unprecedented third term. Willkie lost in that election 55% to 45%, and it was Franklin Delano Roosevelt that would become a third-term president. Early in the 1940s, Willkie supported FDR and his Lend-Lease programs to help support the war effort for the United States getting involved in World War II. Then a young politician by the name of Vernon Thompson from Wisconsin, who was one of Wilkie's delegates, and it was in 1944 that Wilkie wanted to initiate his primary campaign in Wisconsin with a kickoff on March 16th in Milwaukee. Then 2 days later, he made an appearance in Richland Center at the high school gymnasium, giving a speech on March 18th. This was one of eight planned stops preparing for the Wisconsin primary. Wilkie will eventually lose in the April primary in Wisconsin, so he withdrew from future presidential primaries. Still, Wendell Wilkie was a prominent national political figure and made note that he made an appearance in Richland Center. He died 6 months after that time period of a severe heart attack in October of 1944, which was prior to the 1944 presidential election. For more pictures and a synopsis of this article, go to the January issue of the Achy Breaky newsletter. Listen next week for the history of Richland County, covering the Richland County Teachers College.
Today's History Moment is a service of the Richland County Historical Society. Members of the Historical Society enjoy reminiscing with the Achy Breaky newsletter. A strong membership base keeps the Historical Society viable and active by promoting the study and appreciation of local history, the sponsorship of programs devoted to local history, and the maintenance and access to the Achy School Museum. Annual memberships are just $10 for an individual or family, $20 for a business, or $100 for a lifetime individual or family membership. Memberships can be mailed to Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment Number 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. You can also learn more at richlandcountyhistoricalsociety.weebly.com.
WRCO News Time is 12:21. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City.
Putting off those auto repairs can cost you more in the long run, so now's the time to be thinking about putting your tax refund to good use and scheduling an appointment for service work or new tires. Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Stop in at 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center, where you'll find oil, accessories, and car audio as well. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 649-2886.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Today is Sunday, March 23rd. Jody Canoy Harris, 80, of Baraboo, formerly of Richland Center, died Tuesday at home. Funeral services will be held tomorrow at 1 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel tomorrow from 11 until the time of the service at 1. Jody Harris is survived by her husband, John, two daughters, Jackie and Pete Roker of Baraboo, and Jessica Coy of Lime Ridge, three granddaughters, eight great-grandchildren, siblings, Larry Canoy of Madison and Margaret Canoy of Lake Mills. Jody Canoy Harris, 80, of Baraboo, formerly of Richland Center. Magdalene M. Maggie Lomasny, 85, of Plain, died March 7th in Grand Rapids, Michigan. A funeral mass will be held
Tuesday at 11 at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain, with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church Tuesday from 9 until the time of Mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Luke's School Endowment. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with the arrangements. Maggie Lomasny is survived by 5 sons, John and Rita, Peter and Vicky, Daniel and Kathy, Charles and Sandra, and Pat and Patty, 7 grandchildren, 3 great-grandchildren, sibling Mary Ann Woodburn, nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Magdalene M. Maggie Lomasny, 85, of Plain. James E. Revels, 89, of Hillsboro, died Friday at his home. Funeral services will be held Thursday at noon at the Burr Wesleyan Church, rural Hillsboro. Burial will be in the Forest Burr Cemetery. Friends may call at the Burr Wesleyan Church Thursday from 10 until the time of service at noon. The Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro is assisting the family. Survivors of James Revels include his wife, Verta, 3 children, James, Al, and Debbie Revels of Reedsburg, Susan Revels of Mauston, and Jerry Revels of Waniwok, 6 grandchildren, 7 great-grandchildren, and siblings Vivian Makovec, Arlene Johnson, Leona and Kenneth Kelbel, and Lucy Scott. James E. Revels, 89, of Hillsboro.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we will be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Wilkinson Auctions is proud to present our Muscadet Area Equipment Auction, Thursday, April 3rd at the Muscadet Auction Yard. This auction features multiple farm lines and an impressive lineup of John Deere tractors, tillage equipment, livestock trailers, skid loaders, attachments, and more. This is a huge auction, one of the biggest we've ever had. Taking consignments up till Tuesday, April 1st, the Muscadet Area Equipment Auction, Thursday, April 3rd at the Muscadet Auction Yard. More info at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
You're listening to WRZO. I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg with an update on weather. We're going to continue to have cloudy skies and heavy rain showers sticking around through the day. Up to an additional half an inch is possible on top of what we've already gotten. Highs are expected to be in low to mid 40s. Winds are going to be coming eventually from the west, 15 to 20 miles per hour, gusting up to 30. Tonight we're looking at rain showers ending in the evening with a slow decrease in clouds overnight, still on the breezy side and a little bit cooler, lows dropping into the mid to upper 20s, winds from the northwest 15 to 20 miles per hour, gusts up to 40. Heading into Monday, a decrease in clouds can be expected with breezy winds. Highs are going to be a bit warmer in the mid to upper 40s, winds coming from the northwest 15 to 20 miles per hour and gusting up to 30. Going into Monday night, a slow increase in clouds with minimal winds. We're looking at lows in the upper 20s. Winds are going to be on the calm side. We're looking at Tuesday, partly cloudy skies with a 30% chance of scattered showers during the day. Highs once again in the mid to upper 40s. Winds from the northwest 5 to 10 miles per hour. Wednesday, we are going to have mostly sunny skies with light winds and a warming trend will be in the area. Highs are going to be for Wednesday in the mid-50s. Thursday, we're going to get light rain showers through the day with increasing chances later at night. Winds are going to be on the light side once again, highs in the mid to upper 50s. Friday, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and possible thunderstorms later at night. Breezy southern winds are going to continue to increase those temperatures, looking at highs in the upper 50s to low 60s. Saturday, heavy rain showers through the day with breezy winds are expected. Up to an inch of rain is possible in some area to kick off next weekend. And we're looking at highs once again warmer in the mid to upper 60s for the area. For WRCO, I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg. Have a great rest of your Sunday.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community, where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, we are receiving rain, heavy at times. We did reach a high today of 41, but we are currently at 38 degrees, and we had a morning low of 35. Yesterday's high was 46, and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1938 is 73 degrees, with a record low of 5 below set back in 1883. Last year's high was 40 with a low of 19. Sunset will take place tonight at 7:17, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7. Winds are out of the southwest at 6 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.91, and we have received just a little over a half an inch. In fact, 52/100ths of an inch to be exact of rain. And once again, our current temperature is 38 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Judge Brad Schimmel sure has a lot of special interest donors. Big drug companies, corporate lobbyists, right-wing billionaires, and extremist groups. Schimmel once claimed that there's nothing wrong with politicians using their office to benefit their own campaign's contributors. And as Attorney General, Schimmel repeatedly took action to put his own campaign donors' interests ahead of Wisconsin residents. He refused to sue the big drug companies responsible for the opioid crisis. He supports a pre-Civil War law to ban abortion. And he sued to overturn the health care law that protects people with pre-existing conditions. Under his watch, fines for corporate polluters dropped to a 30-year low, all while Wisconsinites were left behind. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to watch out for us, not his special interest sponsors. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Your local Cobuson team is proud to be the Richland School District's bus company. Join the Cobuson family of drivers. No experience necessary. Call 647-4446. Jones Chevrolet Buick offers the very best sales, parts, body shop work, and GM certified service. Chevy, find new roads. And Julie Cairns State Farm Insurance, here to help life go right. Offering auto, home, business, life, disability insurance, and financial service.
And the 2025 WIAA State Boys High School Basketball Tournament concluded yesterday at the Kohl Center in Madison. All winners took the crowns in their division, so they became champions in their division. And in Division 5, the champions were Cochran Fountain City after they defeated Sheboygan Lutheran by a score of 60-54. In Division 4, it was Aquinas beating Bondwell by a score of 74-45 to take the Division 4 crown. In Division 3, taking that title was Milwaukee Academy of Science by a score of by defeating Freedom by a score of 57-54. Wauwatosa West beat Racine Park by a score of 60-57 to take the Division II title, and taking the Division I title was Wisconsin Lutheran by beating Marshfield by a score of 57-55. Also in track yesterday, the Cashton Invitational was took place at the Fieldhouse at UW La Crosse. And in women's team rankings, the top five finishers were Bangor at number one, Westby at two, Kickapoo Lafarge came in third, Cochrane Fountain City took fourth, and Cadott placed fifth. Other area teams that placed in the women's division include Boscobel and Cashton. Both were tied for ninth. DeSoto at 11. Riverdale, number 14. North Crawford, 16th. Wanewak Center took 17th. New Lisbon and Hillsboro were tied for 19th place. And Royal Wanewak took 22nd. And in the men's track action, top five finishers include Edgar at one, Luther came in second, Kickapoo Lafarge at third, Carcadia fourth, and Brookwood fifth. Other area teams that finished that were ranked in the track action, DeSoto took seventh, North Crawford eighth, Boscobel also eighth. They were tied with eight with North Crawford. Westby took 10th, New Lisbon 14th, Ithaca Weston placed 17th, Wanewak Center 18th, Royal Wanewak 19th, and Seneca 21st. BYU withstood a ferocious charge from Wisconsin's John Tomjay to hold off the Badgers for a 91-89 victory that sends the program to the Sweet 16 for the first time since 2011. Tomjay finished with 37 points, including 8 during a desperate comeback down the stretch, but trailing by 2. He shot a fadeaway air ball just before the buzzer that allowed the 6th-seeded Cougars to escape. Tanji was the first player to crack 30 points this year in March Madness. Richie Saunders scored 25 for the 6th-seeded Cougars. Elsewhere in NCAA tournament action, these teams will be advancing onto the Sweet 16 include Purdue beating McNeese State 76-62, Arkansas upset St. John's by a score of 75-66, Michigan beat Texas A&M 91-76. Also in second round action, Texas Tech beat Drake to advance onto the Sweet 16 by a score of 77-64. It was Auburn over Creighton 82-70. Houston defeated Gonzaga 81-76, and it was Tennessee over UCLA by a score of 67-58. Games that'll be played today with the winners going on to the Sweet 16 include number 1 seed Florida taking on number 8 seed UConn. It'll be number 1 seed Duke taking on number 9 seed Baylor. 3 seed Kentucky facing 6 seed Illinois. 2nd seed Alabama will face 7th seed St. Mary's, California. 4th seed Maryland will take on 12th seed Colorado State. 3rd seed Iowa State will be facing number 6 seed Ole Miss. It will be Michigan State, the number 2 seed, taking on number 10 seed New Mexico. And Arizona, who's a 4th seed, will be facing 5th seed Oregon. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 32 points and 17 rebounds, and the Milwaukee Bucks shook off a sluggish start to beat the Sacramento Kings 114-108. Kyle Kuzma added 14 points and 14 rebounds for the Bucks, who trailed 25-17 after one quarter and were down by 14 early in the third. Brooke Lopez scored 21 points, Kevin Porter Jr. had 18, and Taurean Prince added 11. DeMar DeRozan scored 22 points for Sacramento, which has lost 6 of 8. Keon Ellis added 20 points, and Jonas Valanciunas had 16 points, 7 rebounds, and 5 assists. Wisconsin forward Casey O'Brien has been named the winner of the 2025 Patty Kazmaier Memorial Award as the top player in women's NCAA Division I hockey. The award was announced yesterday as part of the NCAA Women's Frozen Four. She is the 6th player from the school to win the Kazmaier. O'Brien is by far the nation's leading scorer with 88 points on 26 goals and 62 assists through her first 40 games this season. The 23-year-old from Milton, Massachusetts, has led the Badgers to a third consecutive trip to the championship game. She and Wisconsin are one away for a win from their third title in 5 years. And the Kansas City Royals have confirmed they acquired outfielder Mark Canha from the Milwaukee Brewers. The Royals will send a player to be named later or cash to the Brewers for the 36-year-old Canha. Canha, who can also play first base, was with the Brewers on a minor league deal and had right to opt out of his contract yesterday. He was 2-for-23 this spring. Canha made his major league debut with Oakland in 2015, his first of 7 seasons with the A's. He also played for the New York Mets, Detroit, and San Francisco. And yesterday in spring training action, the Brewers lost to the Athletics by a score of 4-3. They'll look to bounce back as they take on the Rockies today in spring training action. And you can hear the broadcasts of that game today on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. First pitch will be at 3:10, with the pregame starting at around 3. This report has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thede.
Lakes Gas Company provides prompt, courteous, regular, and emergency service. Lakes Gas Company is the industry leader in propane supply and delivery. Dr. Terry Mohn supports youth of Southwest Wisconsin in extracurricular endeavors and encourages personal growth through good sportsmanship. Napa Auto and Truck Parts Richland Center in Boscobel, your local people serving you daily with Napa know-how.
100.9 WRCO.
It was a teenage wedding and the old folks wished him well. You could see that Pierre did truly love the mademoiselle. And now the young monsieur and madame have rung the chapel bell. C'est la vie, c'est the old folks, goes to show you never can tell. They furnished off an apartment with a two-room rover sale. Colorado was crammed with TV dinners and ginger ale. But when Pierre found work, the little money coming worked out well. C'est la vie, c'est the old folks, goes to show you never can tell.
Up, been laid up a couple weeks. had my share of bad luck, hard falls and drawn deep. I'll be back in no time, ladies, I gotta make Fort Worth. One buckle shy of Vegas, or pawn shop pocking these spurs. Pull up them boots, ease me down in that shoe. And tie me on tight, and bet it all on one good ride. Get me off this thing alive. Give me it, Lord, that's the plan. Since the day and the life of the rodeo man. Good ride, like a fox on the tail of a rabbit, I'm chasing that buckaroo life. Pull up them boots, ease me down in that shoe.
Losing it. Some folks whisper, some Progressive knows if you have to choose between everyday life and your boat, boat wins.
What are you going to do? Take the boat out for a spin or go mail something?
Boat wins!
Are we cleaning the patio or taking the boat out fishing?
Boat wins!
Are we skipping that eye exam to go sailing?
Boat wins!
Rescheduling eye exams can be a nightmare.
All right, fine. Eye exam, then boat.
Yeah!
With Progressive, you can bundle your boat with your home or auto and save with a discount and spend more time enjoying those savings on your boat. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states and situations.
Life is filled with decisions, some required and some optional. And then there are decisions we make by making no decision at all. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to gift yourself and your loved ones by making the decision to plan your final wishes. Decide today to make that decision. We'll be glad to support and help you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. You can start that journey at PrattFuneralService.com.
Take in the great outdoors and take along insurance coverage you can count on. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. We know that rush of freedom you can only get outdoors. Maybe you're taking on the trails in your ATV or zipping around your favorite course in your golf cart. At State Farm, we understand your passion. Whether your recreational vehicle is an off-road vehicle, a snowmobile, or a travel trailer, we can cover you. Our State Farm recreational vehicle insurance is designed with your needs in mind. And the premium may be less than you think. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Looking for a place where independence meets support? Welcome to Schmidt Woodland Hills, a residential care apartment complex serving the community for over 60 years. Enjoy spacious private apartments, personalized care, and a warm, welcoming environment designed for active living and peace of mind. With delicious meals, social events, fitness programs, and on-site support, we help you live life to the fullest. Call 608-604-8931 today to schedule a tour and see why Schmidt Woodland Hills feels like home.
Great music for the great music for the weekend. 100.9 WRCO.
You were good, you were golden on the inside, and you loved me the best you could. I'm the one that dropped the ball, got too high and let you fall. Let the best thing I ever had slip away. And what does that say about me?
Drove off in your car. What does that say about?
diner is a lot like this old town. It's kind of small and out of the way, but worth it once you settle down. Get your cold drink and your warm smile, and get out of the heat a while. Stop in to say hey, and end up spending all day. You can't get in a hurry here, no. Around these parts, don't you know the days pass like a dewdrops running down the tea glass, like a fan blade turning slowly around above a Sunday church crowd. Life goes by in a lower gear. You can't get in a hurry here. There's been talk for years now about bringing through four lane, but every time we vote it down and say I appreciate it just the same. But a main street and a dirt road take you anywhere you wanna go at a nice easy pace, just like we were raised. No, you can't get in a hurry here, no. 'Cause the best things in life are worth waiting on, like a cane pole bobber on a still pond, like a first rain falling on a fresh planted field, knowing all it will give, and giving thanks for it every year. You can't get in a hurry here. Around these parts, don't you know the days pass like a dewdrops running down the tea glass, like a fan blade turning slowly around above a Sunday church crowd. Life goes by in a lower gear. You can't get in a hurry.
Cloudy with heavy rain showers through the day today. Up to an additional half inch is possible with a high of 43. Winds southeast to west 15 to 20 with gusts up to 30. Rain ending tonight with slow decrease in clouds overnight. Still breezy and cooler with a low of 28. Winds, though, will be northwest 15 to 20 with gusts up to 40. Decreasing clouds with breezy winds on Monday. That'd be tomorrow. High 48. Slow increase in clouds with minimal winds tomorrow night with a low of 29. And partly cloudy with a 30% chance of scattered showers during the day. High 48. Currently in Richland Center, the rain continues to fall. We have received 58 one-hundredths of an inch since 9:30 this morning at the WRCO studios, and our current temperature is 38 degrees.